Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me for the report on Pope Benedict XVI's words at his customary weekly general audience, which this week, given the lousy weather here in Rome, took place indoors in the Paul VI Audience Hall. Emma McCarthy reports.
Pope Benedict XVI appealed for the faithful worldwide to unite themselves in prayer this coming week as the Universal Church marks the annual week of prayer for Christian unity.
Grazie. Un appello. Dopo domani.
Speaking in Italian, the Holy Father launched the appeal at the end of his Wednesday audience. Friday, January 18th, he said, we begin the week of prayer for Christian unity, which takes on particular significance this year as we mark 100 years since the birth of this initiative. The theme this year is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, Pray Without Ceasing, an invitation the Pope made his own Wednesday, telling the faithful gathered in the Paul VI Audience Hall that we must pray without ceasing that God may give us the gift of unity among all of the disciples of the Lord, and that the Holy Spirit give us the strength to commit ourselves to sincerely seeking this unity together.
Dear brothers and sisters, I welcome all English-speaking pilgrims present to this audience, including the students from Australia, Ireland, and the United States of America.
His appeal came at the end of his traditional catechesis on the lives of the early fathers of the Church. This week's lesson was, as promised, once again dedicated to that towering figure, St. Augustine of Hippo.
Some 4 years before he died, Augustine designated his successor in the See of Hippo, desiring to devote the rest of his life to the study of the Scriptures. Nevertheless, those proved to be years of extraordinary activity, as the aged bishop sought to reconcile divided Christians and to bring peace to the troubled African provinces of the empire. During the Vandal invasion of Africa, Augustine found solace in reflection on the mystery of God's providence. The world, he said, is growing old and failing, yet Christ remains eternally young and brings renewed youth to those who put their faith in him. Amid the calamities of the time, he encouraged the clergy not to abandon their flock, but to offer the supreme witness of Christian charity. Augustine died in 430 during the siege of Hippo, having devoted his last days to penance and prayer. At last, his great heart found its rest in God. Upon all of you, I invoke God's abundant blessings of joy and peace.
Pope Benedict XVI's lesson on Augustine concluded with a fervent wish that today, as in past centuries, Augustine's example and the rich treasury of his writings be a source of instruction, inspiration, and strength as the Church makes her pilgrim way to the fullness of God's kingdom. I'm Emma McCarthy.
And our thanks there go to Emma McCarthy for bringing us Pope Benedict's words this week. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.